She's
Queen B.
Yo, I be buying V's, so all my girls be I and C. Coming backstage, dying to get pleased. You got me, I rock the Versace and linen. While you spot and grinning with a bunch of foxy women. While you speedball with cars, that's the valley. I get clothes custom made for my stylist. Cruise in my Lexus land with no malice. While you walk the street until your feet get callous. Take you on the natural high like a palate. It be all good, toss your clothes like a salad. When it's all over, put your vote in my ballot. This my diner, I'm Mel and you're Alice. Spend the night and look to see Palace. It be all good as long as you don't act childish. While you standing there with the crisp in your cup, the worst come to worst, keep this on the hush.
I know you see me on the video. I know you heard me on the radio. But you still don't pay me no attention. Listening to what your girlfriend mentioned. He's a slut, he's a hoe, he's a freak. Got a different girl every day of the week. It's cool, not trying to put a rush on you. I had to let you know that I got a crush on you.
Hey yo, shorty, won't you go get a bag of the lethal? I'll be undressed in the bra or see-through. While you count your juice, thinking I'ma cheat you. The only one thing I wanna do is freak you. Keep your stone sets, I got my own baguette. And I'll be doing things that you won't regret. Little Kim the Queen Bee, so you best take heed. Shall I proceed?
That's the deed.
I'ma throw shade if I can't get paid. Blow you up to your girl like the Army grenade. You can slide on my ice like the escapade. And if you get Tiaia with the marmalade. Who me? Not you. Oh yeah, who's he? I even dig your man style, but I love your profile. Whisper in your ear and get you all shook up. But don't blush. Just keep this on the hush.
I know you see me on the video.
True.
I know you heard me on the radio.
True.
But you still don't pay me no attention. Listening to what you come.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome to the Ask Tiffany Show, where we get to have all types of fun with laughter, memes, culture, art, and all things that are trending in this week's level of entertainment. So since we've been gone for so long, I want to make sure that we go ahead and do a reintroduction of the Ask Tiffany Show. So let's none other than bring in our co-host, Miss Ask Tiffany herself. So welcome, Tiffany, back to the show. What it do, shout it.
Good morning.
Good. Oh, listen, now you can't be coming in here with that good old energy like that. Now, you know I get excited even.
Now, what you ain't going to do is have this good man over here feeling good about himself. How goes it, sugar?
Oh, I'm doing well. How are you been?
Well, let's see. We started the show in January. I got COVID at the end of January, beginning of February. I started a whole bunch of stuff. And then I just said, fuck it. Let's go for broke. And here we are. We are going for broke. So what it is, Shawty?
Well, we had Snowmageddon back in February, so.
Hold on. Did you say Snowmageddon?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, we had, like, this really big snowstorm and ice and just, I mean, let me clarify that. Oklahoma was not as bad as Texas. Like, Texas had it horrible. So I don't want to, if somebody from Texas is listening, you know, we was not as bad as Texas. But we were still bad, and it was still stressful. And then our heater, our vent actually froze. So we started having to use space heaters and blankets and it was just horrible.
Why y'all sound like y'all back all the way in the 1990s and the 1980s? Space heaters.
It felt that way. But see, at least we didn't lose power though. Texas lost power.
Well, you know, Texas is stupid too, right?
they what? You said Texas was what? Hello? Did we lose?
There we go. I said, you know, Texas is stupid, right?
Texas is stupid. Why is Texas stupid?
Have we met Texas? But let's make sure we get it right now.
I used to live in Houston.
Huh?
I thought I used to live in Houston a long time ago.
Oh, we're going to be in Houston December 10th. We're going to be in Houston December 10th and 11th.
Oh, yeah? I mean, I love Houston. You know, I can't really say I love some of the people that's in there, but I did love the city.
Yeah, we're going to be doing our Ugly 90s Sexy Lingerie Fashion Show in Houston. And because,
oh, okay. That sounds exciting.
Tickets will be on sale May 1st. I'm excited about that. That's going to be fun. You know me, I'm stupid, so I love to have fun. So let's get into some excitement and some adventure. So if you had to pick one topic that has been trending, that has absolutely been hilarious to you, what topic would that be?
Lil Nas X new video.
I have no idea. You got to tell me about this because I have no idea about this.
Okay, so but you know who he is, correct?
Yes, he's the gay empowered country singer, right?
Well, more of a rapper, but yeah, basically same.
Okay,
same.
Rapper, singer, country, black, gay, go.
Yeah. Okay. So he has this new song, and it's called Montero, Call Me By Your Name, something to that effect.
Okay.
Right. Okay, so in the video, it starts off where he's, you know, all innocent. He's in the Garden of Eden. And then, you know, the snake, which he portrays each character. So, you know, the snake comes along and seduces him. And he gains knowledge of self. And then, you know, something happens. And he ascends into heaven. But when he gets to heaven, he's like locked up and he's like, no. And then he's sent to hell. But when he goes to hell, he pole dances down to hell. So it's like, you know, he's descending from the pole.
Oh.
And then when he gets to hell, he gives Satan a lap dance. And after the lap dance, he goes behind him, breaks his neck, and kills him. And then takes the throne. Becoming the king of hell. What's so hilarious is the way people are reacting to the video. As if people didn't live through the Marilyn Manson, didn't live through all those old school rock, you know them. You know what I'm saying? Like, but all of a sudden, like the world is ending because he gives Satan a lap dance.
Now,
I'm laughing at it.
I'm going to say this because I know this is a comedy show, but I'm about to piss off probably 98% of America with what I'm about to say.
Oh, Lord.
Because here's the thing. The reason why that is so offensive to the average American, not all Americans, but the average American, is they don't want to see their beloved Christianity or Catholicism made fun of.
Okay, and I can understand that. I can truly understand that. But here's the thing. It's not new. That's exactly what Marilyn Manson used to do. He used to, like, offend Christians so hardcore.
Yeah. Not even just Marilyn Manson. If you want to go, I mean, you can go in so many different genres. The rapper
exactly.
Tech N9ne, In Sound Clown Posse. There's so many groups that have done something, you know, that made fun of religion. That hell, I love the TV show Lucifer. I mean,
I heard that's a good show. I've never seen it.
It's a really great show. It's funny as shit. But it's just one of those things, like I tell people, if you control what you take in and what you don't take in, then you're not offended. Like I can tell you right now,
Boom.
The only thing that I know about Lil Nas X is when he made his first platinum recording, his song, and they was touring him all over the world. The only reason why I know who he is because he just so happened to be on College Game Day.
Okay.
And I'm looking at this little retarded-looking boy, and I'm like, why is he on something for football? He don't look like he – I mean, he look like he catch balls, but that was it. That's all I'm saying. Not offended, not bothered.
But his clapbacks on Twitter have been so hilarious. Somebody posted basically like, you know, that everybody is going to war and it's a spiritual warfare and everything like that. And he was like, boy, I'm not at war with you. I'm sitting at home eating pretzels. Like...
Production manager. Yeah,
somebody else said something. He's like, you mad at me and I don't even know you.
Production manager, if you can, go on Twitter or somewhere out there in the IG, Twitter, YouTubeverse, and get us a couple of his clapbacks. I want to read something in the next segment that he put out there. But I got this picture that I want to share, right?
Okay.
And I'm gonna send it to you guys in the group chat because I'm going to have the production manager clean this up and post this. But this is the video. This is a picture that I saw recently this past week. And so when I saw this video, this picture that I just put in there, even though I know that this is for a gym and this is for fitness, this looks like a starter kit to a porn video scene. When you look at this, everybody look like after they get finished taking this photo that they supposed to go get naked and whatever they finna do to these two unsuspecting girls on the end of this video, on the end of this picture, this look like headboard action, big booties, Black Beach Patrol 96. Like, this is all the makings of that. I'm sorry. When I saw it, I was like, whoever thought about doing this picture as an advertisement for their video, the only thing that they could have thought of is we finna fuck the shit out of these girls when we get done. There was no creativity. If you look at the dude to the left, he looked like he ain't came in about 2 weeks. He finna skirt all over their face. It's just going to be ugly. The dude on the far right, he's just happy to be there. The dude on the far right, this is his first time. He usually got to hold the camera cards and all that good stuff. All right, y'all, we'll be right back after this quick commercial back break. We're going to have the clap back of Lil Nas X.
My property is my property. I don't ever come cross get tied for life. Watch your baby body. Watch your don't see because I'm romancing 24. Watch it. You know, I'm on a romantic call. I'm talking to my baby down on the yard. I'm on a romantic call. My man touch on all the testy fraud. Watch it. My little mommy, can I speak to Bobby? Cross the ocean now. I'm on a romantic call. I'm talking to my baby down on the yard. I'm on a romantic call.
All right, guys, we are back with the Ask Tiffany Show. Tiffany, listen, first of all, I am looking at these responses, and boy, it is ugly. Listen, it is ugly on Lil Nas X out here.
That's what I'm saying. He is cracking me up. Like, he is giving me so much life.
Oh, my God. Shoot a child in your mouth while I'm riding. Montero. Governor Kristi Noem. What good would it be for someone to gain the whole world yet forfeit their soul? Oh, so they just out here just trying to be good, supposedly wholesome Christians, but I'm just saying, America, did we forget what we was doing all last year?
I mean, for real.
All right. Like, we just forgot our history. Okay, we're going to move on. Tiffany, let me ask you a question. I don't even want to talk to America about this problem, but let me ask you a question, Tiffany.
Mm-hmm.
How has your work life been?
My work life?
Yes.
Let's see. That's a very interesting question. It's been interesting. I'm a librarian, and we've been closed to the public. We are doing curbside services, but we are physically closed to the public. That's been extremely interesting because, it's a library, but it's empty. There's nobody inside. There's no customers. I'm not yelling at kids. It's been peaceful. I'm not going to lie and say that it's not, but it's been very peaceful, but very interesting. We don't know when we might open up again. So half the time I'm at work, after I get done with my work, I have some free time. I'll just log into Netflix or something.
Well, Tiffany, I found a job, and I'm going to send you the link. The production manager can go ahead and add that to the wall. But I sent you some company policies of a company I could not work for.
Oh.
So we're going to go over the company policies for said company. We're going to cover sick days, off time, vacation days. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Company policy. We no longer accept doctor's notes as proof of sickness. If you are able to go to the doctor, you are able to go to
work. They let him stop. I wish my company would talk about if he's sick enough to go to the doctor.
Section 2. Each employee will receive 104 personal days each year. They are called Saturday and Sunday.
They better go somewhere. They burnt up.
Tiffany, we get to the crew to grow vacation. All, not some, not most, maybe not three or four, but all employees will take their vacation at the same time every year.
What?
Vacation days are as follows. January the 1st, Memorial Day, July the 4th, Labor Day, and December the 25th. That is it. That is all. Don't ask us for no additional leave time. We will not be able to give you anything. Thank you. Signed, management. Listen, I'm already
They are burnt up.
Tiffany,
no.
As soon as HR passed around that pamphlet, I'm like, excuse me, ma'am. I don't need to go pissing no cup. You can have this back.
I know that's right. Go ahead.
What?
Yes,
no,
you can have this back.
You don't need to run my Social Security. You don't need to do no soft credit check, nothing. Y'all can have all this back. I quit. We didn't hire
like
you yet.
Like every single bit. Don't even worry about almost putting me on the payroll.
Right. So You in Oklahoma, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes, black people are in Oklahoma.
If you just so happen to go to Texas, you just might happen to find this as you're riding down the road.
A roadrunner.
Welcome to Texas. You ever hear a woman say she got to go see a man about a horse?
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't want her to go see that horse right now. Listen, if she go see that horse, that's going to be a horse of a time. She going to be up for a long haul.
Literally. Literally.
Like that.
Literally.
It was funny because one of my friends just happened to be riding through Texas, and that's just what she said. All right, we're gonna do one more thing that I wanna do, and then we're gonna get some of Tiffany's in. All right. Because somebody posted this and I thought it was funny. So production manager, I'm gonna share this to you. You can throw it on the wall. I think this is a really, really fun one. I want to know what the people see. We're going to get the answers from this back next week. So here's the question. What if the government said one zodiac sign has to go? We can only have 11. We can no longer have 12. We are disbanding all zodiac signs. Who are you picking, Tiffany? What zodiac sign are we booting out of the zodiac astrology? Like, they got to go. They fired. We can't. Who?
Sagittarius, hands down.
Who?
Sagittarius. Yeah, we don't need them. Yeah,
there's some other signs in strong competition, but I'm not mad at Sagittarius. So Sagittarius, according to Tiffany,
Virgos can go too. My only hesitation with Sagittarius is my oldest brother is a Sag, and I just love him. But, I mean, he can just be added to Capricorn. He'll be all right. My mama is a Virgo. She could be an honorary, she could be an honorary Libra. So, yeah, my mama has been moved to Libra. My brother has been moved to Scorpio. And, yeah, we're just going to, let's just get rid of both of them just to be on the safe side. Yeah, let's just get rid of Virgos and Sag.
The production manager says she co-signs that. If there is a sign that you want to get rid of, you can call in the show, 563-999-3090. Tell us what sign you would get of if you had to get rid of one zodiac sign.
Says Pisces, your mama's a hoe.
Oh, not your mama.
If anybody says Pisces.
Listen, you know the production manager of Pisces too, so she like, yep, all that, boo.
That's what I'm saying. High five through the phone.
Listen, okay, who am I going to pick? If I had to pick one sign that I absolutely had to get rid of. It's because I got a person in both of those that I love. But I'm kind of like, they can get rid of Sagittariuses and Capricorns.
You know, Caps don't bother me the way they bother other people, but I can honestly see that.
Like, because don't get me wrong, my baby sister's a Capricorn, and I love her because she's so quiet. Like, she's a good, quiet Capricorn. Leave her alone, she'll leave you alone. But most Capricorns that I know, most Capricorns, I want to slap in the face with a mallet. Like, it's just not, like, I don't want to, like, kind of hit them a little bit hard. Like, I want to hit them hard.
Oh, wow.
Because, like, because here's the thing. Let me tell you why I don't like Capricorns. Capricorns are the one sign that will do everything the opposite of what they told you.
You know, that's not a lie.
Like,
that
if they tell you to go wash the clothes, they're going to go get all the clothes dirty. Like, they're going to do the exact opposite of what they told you to do, though.
Yes, that is not
like, not kind of different. Like, if they told you to go cook dinner, they're going to go beat you cooking dinner.
Yes.
And it's like, dude, all you had to do was say you wanted to do it. Ain't nobody going to fight with you, Capricorn. There's nobody got the energy. But then the other part of Capricorns that I absolutely love and hate about Capricorns, they are going to absolutely act like they have no idea what the fuck just happened.
Yes, that is also true.
So I'm gonna talk to, because Sagittariuses, I am gonna punch them in the face. There's no question. Sagittariuses, like 90% of all Sagittariuses deserve to be punched in the face. There might be 10% of y'all that might be good. The rest of y'all, I hope y'all burn up. But Capricorns, I don't know. Like, they should be like
skate past that. Did you just say I hope y'all burn up?
you gotta cut a Capricorn with a razor blade and then pour bleach and lemon juice in the womb. Like, you gotta let them feel you. All right, y'all, we're gonna take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we're gonna get into some of Tiffany's favorite memes. So in the next segment, we're gonna have some of Tiffany's favorite memes. So we are going to laugh at some of the foolishness that she puts out there on a regular basis. So we will be right back after this quick commercial break.
Guys, we are back. You got Big Bat and Tiffany in the studio. So, Tiffany, what is the funniest thing that you have seen on Facebook this past week?
Let's see. The funniest would be, oh, I don't know. Oh, you know what? I'll tell you what my favorite meme of the moment is.
Oh, share it so we can see it.
Work.
Share it into the chat. The production manager will post it.
Okay. Hold on. I'm old. Okay. So I shared it. It says, if that pussy comes without head, take it back. I would have combo, bitch.
Oh. Oh. Okay.
So I'm going to edit it to, instead of it saying pussy, it's going to say dick when I'm done.
Oh.
I'm going to edit it probably today.
Okay. Like, I'm sitting here clutching my pearls because I don't know what to say in response.
You know, I like the shock value memes, you know. So if the memes that be like, what the hell, are the memes that have us be like, okay, you know what, give me your phone. Those are my favorite.
Okay. The best one that I've seen in shock value for the week is actually came from the production manager. It is the one where they take Samuel L. Jackson and Oprah Winfrey. Listen, y'all, if y'all haven't seen that, y'all need to go check that out. The Samuel L. Jackson and the Oprah Winfrey is crazy. Tiffany, give us another one.
Let me see. Let me find a good one. Oh, this is a good one. Okay, it has a person. Let me share it first. Hold on. Okay, so it has the person with like a hairy face, you know, like one of those people that have like the really hairy face type people. And it said, your coochie watching you pluck your eyebrows.
Read that one more time for the people in the back, because I think I might have missed. I heard the coochie part, but I don't think I got the eyebrows right.
It said your coochie watching as you pluck your eyebrow, and it's like the person with like a very hairy face saying that person's face, you know, like that's the coochie, and it's watching you pluck your eyebrows instead of shaving your coochie.
Ooh, I like that. So, Tiffany, most people don't know you do a Fun Sex Friday. What did you have this past Friday?
You know, this past Friday, I did not come up with anything. I got busy, and so I didn't post anything. But let me tell you what I posted the Friday before. Let me find it.
I don't know why I can't hear. It's breaking up on my side. Now, repeat that one more time. You said you didn't do what?
I didn't do one this past Friday, but I'm going to tell you what I did the Friday before.
Oh, okay, go. I'm all ears.
Okay, one second. I'm finding it.
Oh, Lord.
You know, I'm. So give me a second. I can't do as y'all youngsters do.
Oh, we can't even keep up with them. They got entanglements everywhere.
Okay, well, my computer is going extra slow. So let me just tell you one that I'm planning to do this Friday. So you know how there's these doctors that have gotten famous for creating these vibrators, right?
Okay.
And they created the vibrators because there were so many women, basically, that were suffering from quote-unquote hysteria. And they got tired, and so many doctors were getting arthritis and carpal tunnel from manually, hint, hint, administering orgasms to these women. So to make their job easier, they made these vibrators, right? Well, actually, the first vibrator actually goes back to Egypt in Cleopatra's time. She had this wooden, it was like a door handle to a boat. She had this handle, this wooden handle that she had sanded to smooth out. And then after she had it sanded and smoothed out, she drilled a hole in it. When she drilled the hole in it, she like had a cork. And then she filled it with angry bees. Well, I'm not sure if the bees were angry before they went in or not, but she filled it with bees and then popped the cork back in. So when the bees were getting, you know, like flying around and trying to get out, that was creating the vibrating motion for her. So Cleopatra, she doesn't get the accolades for it. But she actually invented the first vibrator. Did you hear me?
Yeah, that's the sad part. Yeah, for some reason my mic keep going in and out. That's the sad part is she does not get the credit that she is due, but she is the one who actually did create the first vibrator, and if I'm not mistaken, she also had part in creating the first condom.
Wow, see, I didn't even know that.
Yeah, it's just one of those weird facts I know because I've been studying porn and sex and all that other shit all my life. Here's the funniest part, right? Tiffany, I was having a conversation with somebody, and they was like, I don't see how your wife could marry you. I was like, well, why do you say that? I mean, but like, because they're like, you always got something sexual to say. I said, half of y'all people sitting in all these Facebook groups, social media sites, doing all types of immoral and illicit activities behind y'all old ladies mm-hmm. and old men's backs. And then get home mm-hmm. and want to act like y'all are the holy saint Christian Mary.
Yep.
Dear God, we've been wholesome all day. Not knowing that you almost sucked the dude's dick at Kelly Tires because you needed three new tires and you didn't have damn near $1,000 for that BMW
it.
You can't really afford.
Bro, damn it. But my thing is, you know, I haven't been single in a long time, but when I was single, talking about sex, that's how I weeded out the crazies. Because that's going to do one of two things. Either that's going to take him out of his comfort zone, and he's going to, you know, say slip up and say something crazy, or he's going to be in his comfort zone, which he's going to be comfortable enough to say something crazy. So that's why I weeded out the crazy folks. Let's talk about sex. Let's talk about fantasies. Let's talk about this and that and the third. And then I can figure out, you know, what your mental health is like, and if I really want to continue to get to know you.
Because here's the thing. Tiffany, people lie. One of the things, when me and my wife first met, I told her, I look at people from personal representative standpoint. Everybody's going to give you who they are from where they think they either are or what they want to project in the moment.
Exactly. That's the reason why I talked about sex, because that took them into a completely different area. You're not putting on your best face when you're talking about sex.
I just want my elbow sucked.
And see, stuff like that gets
ain't nothing like some good elbow loving. All right, y'all. After
I
we
had
get
this
tip,
guy that used to ask me if he could lick my armpit. And, you know, I don't keep saying, but that was not my deal. That was not something I was interested in having done.
Let me get those. How do you even say that? Like, you can't even put that shit in a song. Let me lick those armpits. Okay, I'm gonna have to think of a song that go with armpits, because I ain't never heard nobody write a song that was sexy that was like, ooh, girl, I can't wait to get into your armpit. So I can just look all over and feel so special about yourself. Like, I ain't never heard no song like that. I'm waiting.
Exactly.
Like, ain't nobody ever walked up to you in the club and whispered softly in your ears, hey, girl, I can't wait.
Hey, little mama, let me lick your armpit.
I can't wait for those hairs to go across the tip of my tongue. Like, ain't nobody ever wrote no dumb shit like that. Ain't no nigga have ever sat back and was like, ooh, baby, I just can't wait to get that woody smell of your armpit after a nice, good workout. See, ain't nobody ever said nothing like that.
Well, apparently, he was into it.
On that note, we're going to be right back. We're going to take a quick commercial break. We will be right back after this quick commercial break.
On that cherry 6-4, white walls so clean like I'm riding on Vogue. It wasn't switch, man. That ass so low. Cali got niggas in New York riding on 100 foes. Touch me, tease me, kiss me, please me. I give it to you just how you like it, girl. You're now rocking with the best 4 pound on my hip, gold chain on my chest. 50, Bentley, MK, man, got a nigga fresh out the slum. Automatic gun, fucking one-on-one. We're at punk, your punk ass, done, you're done. Homie, it's game time, you ready, here come. Call Lloyd Banks and get this motherfucker crunk. It took 2 months, but 50 got it done. Signed with G, on the head, niggas like, huh. Don't try to front, I'll leave your ass to slump. Thinking I'm a punk, get your front.
That's why I keep having these technical difficulties. All right, so let's get to this last meme. Tiffany, get you one loaded up. We're going to read these last two memes. So I'm going to go with the one where the dude's been held over the girl's head. And it reads as this. Things you do with men that's under 5'11". Let me tell you something. If I was with a woman who thought she could pick me up over her head like I was a Tickle Me Elmo doll, just know we ain't never fucking again. You can't get no dick. You can't get a kiss. You can't get no hug. Your mama's a man. I hope you walk into a tree.
And then stub your pinky toe on the corner of a wall. Oh, that's hilarious.
And it's funny because like it's like when you a shorter dude, like one of the worst things that you can do is date a tall woman, and then she walk up to you and just like grab you by your cheeks and some shit. Tell me, oh my god, you so cute, bitch. This ain't no damn time of your ooh.
Okay, oh my god, like, I did that to a woman before. I didn't know that she was a woman. I thought she was a child, but I did that. I was working at a store. And she comes in, and she looked like a child. And she must get it a lot because she was really nice about it. But she comes in, and I say, oh, my God, you're so pretty. And she just smiles, and I say, you are such a beautiful young girl. And she says, thank you. And I said, how old are you, about 10? She goes, no, I'm 28. I was like, hold on, what? And she showed me her ID because I didn't believe it. I was like, oh my god. I said, well, I'm sorry, I thought you was a child. She's like, no,
oh, wow.
Okay.
See, y'all
she was really nice about it. She was like, it's okay.
Y'all just be doing us short and young faced at people just the wrong way. I mean, I know we look young and we sexy and all, but like, y'all gonna have to start treating us with some respect. I'm tired of y'all treating short and sexy people any old kind of.
I didn't know she was a grown woman. She was a child.
See, that's what y'all always say. So Tiffany, give us one more meme to talk about before we get out of here.
One more meme. Oh, that's a funny one. Hold on, let me share it.
What we got?
So it's a meme of an older lady, and she is, to be nice about it, she's a very masculine looking older lady, and she has on this pink lipstick and this short hair, and it says 13 minutes into Ecclesiastes and chill, Gladys put the Bible down and look at you like this.
Oh, y'all don't play nice. I'm gonna need y'all to play that. You gotta send me the meme. I wanna see that one. I gotta see that one.
Okay, I sent it to the chat.
I gotta see that one. I don't wanna just be able to picture that. I need the visual on that one.
Yeah, I sent it to the chat.
The chat don't like me or something? But what happened to the chat?
I don't know.
Wanna play this. It don't like me.
Well, you didn't
see it? I can't see it. It didn't come through.
Okay, let me send it again. Let's see if that works. Oh, you know what it was? I think the first time I accidentally sent it to my story.
Ha, ha, ha. Tiffany, you only 14 now. Stop calling yourself old.
Speaking of, your birthday is coming up.
Mine's just I'm going to be turning 6.
Lord.
All right, well, since Tiffany has broke Facebook Messenger, I don't know how you break Facebook Messenger.
I didn't do that on purpose.
All right, y'all, this was a new retest show. We are back next Sunday with the Ask Tiffany show, where we will have our memes ready in advance, our art and our culture ready in advance. This is a one-hour show. We just wanted to get back in the groove of things and let y'all know what we do. But we are here. We are back. If you want to laugh, if you want to learn more about art, culture, and other things that are surrounding the black community, whether it be in the United States or around the world, check it out with the Ask Tiffany show. So, Tiffany, you know what I do with every show that I host? Give the people a word of the day before we get out of here.
Okie dokie.
Huh?
Oh, me. I'm sorry. You know, okay, I heard you wrong. Sorry about that. Okay, well, you know me. I'm going to do my affirmation that I've done all the time in the past. And I want you all to say it as I say it or write it down and repeat it to yourself. I am loved.
I am loved.
Protected.
I am protected.
I am beautiful.
I am beautiful.
I am healed.
I am healed.
I am a magnet for abundance, good health, and prosperity.
I'm a magnet for everything she said.
That'll work.
Yay! All right, guys. We will be back next Sunday, 6 o'clock Eastern, 5 o'clock Central. And if you know whatever the hell you at going towards the West Coast, we're going to be in that time zone during that time, starting with 6 Eastern. Use Google if you don't know what that means for your time zone, because I can't keep trying to repeat all these. I'm special needs. But we are wrapping up this Sunday. It is Palm Sunday, so go ahead and start. If you last minute and you didn't send me check and you didn't go buy your kids an Easter outfit, because y'all got to go do Easter in front of the Zoom meeting camera, so they go get your baby an Easter outfit so they can be Zoom ready, okay? We love y'all.
Burnt up. Bye, everybody.
The touching and kissing, a barefoot, straw in our mouth, laughing and fishing. I know you from the city in love, Louis Vuitton, but you're stressed out. Come over here and let me calm your soul, let me rub on your back, paint on your toes, let me scratch the dandruff out of your scalp, picking your nose.
Oh boy, you so nasty.
It's all I hear you scream, but you the answer to my question. The eh to my dreams, you a radio killer. We can call our white friends up and drink a Miller. Genuine draft, then kick them all out of the house. Take us a bath. You choose, all I need in this world is Y-O-U. And I'm